We know that in many jurisdictions in Canada and across the world, spread of COVID-19 in the 18 to 35 year age group is driving the surge in cases. There are several contributing factors to this. This age group is more likely to work in places where physical distancing is more challenging, and they are exposed to more contacts in multiple bubbles with family, roommates, and co-workers, and they are more likely to participate in gatherings than other age groups. So today, I'd like to speak directly to young adults in Newfoundland and Labrador. I believe you are an amazing force. I have watched with awe as you've created societal change with the Black Lives Matter movement, the LGBTQ rights movement, women's marches, climate change activism, and the anti-gun violence movement. My heart is filled with hope that our planet and society will be in your hands in the not-too-distant future. You have shown time and time again how much you care about this little blue dot spinning in space and all the creatures and people living on it. Today, I'm asking you to step up once again and be leaders and heroes in the prevention of COVID-19. You have so much to be proud of, and I know that you want to be able to say you did your part to protect the most vulnerable to COVID in our population. I understand how much COVID in the world right now seems out of control, and I'm with you in wanting things to be over and for life to be normal again. But wanting it won't make it so. There is so much we can all do to curb the spread of COVID-19, and the better we do it now, the quicker we can get back to normal. So today I'm asking you to control the controllable. I understand the inherent drive to socialize. Despite what these gray hairs are saying, I still remember that time in my life too. If you do spend time with others, please do it in a way that reduces the risk to yourself, your family, and your friends. Choose a small, consistent group of friends to spend time with. Choose places that are less risky and outdoor activities. Socialize with a small group of 5-6 close friends in your own home, ensuring physical distancing. Don't share food or drinks. Say goodbye, for now, to the bowl of chips, the plate of nachos, the party pizza. Opt for individual meals and snacks, either prepared by one person or ordered in. If you go to restaurants and bars, be sure you can distance yourself from others outside of your group. If you do interact with others outside of your usual contacts in public places, wear a mask and maintain physical distancing. Keep track of your contacts and download the COVID Alert app. These small changes can go a long way in reducing the risk of COVID-19 spread. We are asking anyone who has returned from Nova Scotia in the last 2 weeks and have visited bars in Halifax or the surrounding communities to call 811 to arrange for COVID-19 testing. This is in response to an advisory from Nova Scotia indicating that recent cases of COVID-19 have been among young people who have been to late night bars and restaurants.
Now, on Monday, the province reported its first case of COVID-19 in our K-12 school system. A student at Elwood Elementary in Deer Lake has contracted the virus. Now, there were no new cases yesterday identified within that school system in Deer Lake. But Premier Andrew Feary had this to say to the students of Deer Lake.
To the children in Deer Lake who have been out of school for the past few days, this part of my message is for you. Trust what your parents, guardians, teachers, and principals are saying. We know that this is tough. My wife and I have young children, and we understand it's not easy to follow all these extra rules, but it's so important that you wash your hands, wear your mask, and to keep safe distance from your friends who are not in your bubble. Think about how that will help protect people like your aunts and uncles and your grandparents, the people you love. I know you may be scared or even frightened, and you know what? That's okay. Talk to your family, your teachers, and your friends about it. You are not alone. If we do this for just a little longer, together, we will get there. My friends, just yesterday, our neighbors in Nova Scotia reported 37 new cases. Premier McNeil and Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Strang, announced Halifax area restaurants, bars, fitness, and recreational facilities are closed to in-person services for 2 weeks. And people from here who over the past 2 weeks visited bars and restaurants in the Halifax area and are now back in our province should call 811 to arrange for testing. We are doing this out of an abundance of caution. Newfoundland and Labrador, I'm going to put it to you straight. We don't want to have to close our businesses here. We want to protect the freedoms that we've come to enjoy while in line with public health measures, of course. We want to avoid a full lockdown that we're seeing across the country.